Hi, this is Mark Davis from The Thoughtful Gamer, and this is Reviews of the Nerds. Happy New Year, everybody. I've got one here that you probably haven't heard of before. Mabel Holland's The Field of the Cloth of Gold is a game of extreme passive aggressiveness. With a smile and a wink, it puts players in impossible situations where they need to figure out how to not lose the best. It's a game about giving people gifts, but being a real jerk about it. The historical background is almost too ridiculous to believe. In 1520, Henry VIII and Francis I met to see who could blow the most money in the most extravagant ways. The Field of the Cloth of Gold has no business being as thematic as it is. On any given turn of the game, you will have precisely two choices of where to move one of your pieces. I'd call it an abstract game, but it somehow manages to capture something of the absurdity of fancy people doing that thing where they do the performance of something nice while actually inconveniencing you. You'll be collecting tiles of four different colors and then cashing in those tiles for points on the various action spaces. The problem is that there's only two options, and after cashing in points at most of the action spaces, the tiles that you have revealed and scored are gone from the game forever. So it's a game about scoring points, but often it's a game about not scoring points, at least for a while, until you can collect enough tiles to score even better than you had before. The key here is that this is a game about manipulating the state of the board more than it is about actually doing things. It's about forcing your opponent to give you the things that you need to win the game. To wit, every single action space has a random tile beneath it, and when you go to that space, you give your opponent the tile. So not only do you control what options your opponent has, you also control the color of the tiles that they collect. It's a remarkable game that will probably never get the broad recognition it deserves, and that's a real shame. Hollenspiel is a very small company that utilizes print-on-demand so that they can make experimental, weird, quirky games, and I highly recommend you check out this one. It's extremely accessible and an absolute riot. You can read more about this game and others at thethoughtfulgamer.com.